The numbers told the story, they always do.
This is A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Hour number two of A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Fubo, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, Baton Rouge. All proudly brought to you by BetMGM Nevada. It's Gil Alexander. Jeff Parlay is here as well. Before we get to the crack man, you know who I owe an apology to, Jeff Parlay? Will Hill. Not because of the 75 kids quip. No. Because you know what I failed to sort of laud him on? He has a 50-1 ticket on the Brooklyn Nets to win the NBA championship. Now, again, whether that gets home or not, not the point. The fact is that he stayed with his conviction about KD staying with the Nets through all the noise that KD was demanding a trade and would be traded and all that. So he's got a nice 50-1 ticket on Brooklyn. So good on him.
Yes, he has a great number that won't come home.
I don't want to spoil the mood. I just want to say good on him.
It is a great number. I'll give him that.
It is a great piece of paper to have. Unlike a piece of paper we're about to get into, Unscripted with Bill Krakenberger, the crack man, ladies and gentlemen, with his intro music that goes a little something like this. Yeah. Oh, feel it. Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger, at Bill Krakman with a K. Wise Cracks with Bill Krakenberger and John Orlando is the name of the podcast. How you doing, Billy?
Good. How you doing? The light's on my face there. Who was that on the end with all the way on the end with Stephen A?
Jerry Jones.
That is Jerry Jones.
And Michael Irvin, yeah.
You know, he must be on there crying about something or talking. Well, he loves to be in the spotlight. I know the guy got hurt last night. I got a phone call at 9:40 p.m.
Tyron Smith, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's an offensive lineman. It's a big position that people don't overlook. They just look at the key positions of, you know, running back, of course, quarterback, maybe even safety, wide receiver.
They're following the ball around.
Yeah, following. That's it. That's it. They're following. So this is definitely a big injury. I actually like the Eagles already a little bit to win that division. And, you know, let's face it, that division is talking about the NFC East. Let's just say Washington's out of it. Giants are out of it. Now I'm saying they're out of it.
They're
more improved. Listen, these teams are definitely much more improved.
Yeah.
I actually heard our buddy Randy on a podcast yesterday talking about these teams are definitely much. They have an easier schedule than last season, but I still don't think that they're going to go anywhere. Listen,
they play each other, which is the easiest part of everything every year, right?
Right. Interdivision. But anyway, so I think it's a two-horse race there. I think it's the Eagles or it's Dallas. So
most people do, but remember, that's the division that changes its champion every year for two decades.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. So it'll be a fun thing to watch. So last night I got a phone call at 9. I looked on my phone, 9:38. It says, hey, this guy's out. This is really worth a good play. He said, there's a couple sports books, but it's 9:40. I'm not getting in my car and going to the border again. I'm just not doing it. You know, I could have had plus 170, I see FanDuel had. Now they have plus 155.
Talking about on the Eagles now?
On the Eagles.
And also, to win the NFC East.
Yeah, also DraftKings have plus 160.
Yeah, DraftKings right now, Cowboys plus 140, Eagles plus 160.
It was good. It was there, too. I went to bed at midnight. It was still there. I could have done it. But Virginia, that brings up another total story. Go ahead,
Gil. I just want to finish it. Virginia Commanders, 5-1. New York Giants, 8-1.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. Virginia Commanders?
That's my thing.
Okay. They're still Washington.
They want to move to Woodbridge.
Oh, I thought maybe they changed it. I don't know.
No, it's very regional comment on my part.
So what happened? The other night, I get a text from one of my guys, and he says to me, and it's 8 o'clock. He says, can you go? DraftKings has a really good bet. Matter of fact, you just talked about, I hope I find it here. Let's see what it was. It was a NBA season win, and you know, you have to tie your money up for
So we were just checking. I was like, let me see what happened with the season wins. The season wins off the board at DraftKings right now.
Okay, so it was Brooklyn under 51.5 plus 05. And he said if you can go make that bet, it's a good bet. And he gave me a couple other golf things for this weekend. I said, you know, that we're really strict to DraftKings. And they had Cameron Young at 30-1. It was the only one that, you know, it's funny. This tournament's a different kind of tournament.
Yes.
I'm reading his thing. Cameron Young, winner without starting strokes. So there's two categories.
Right.
One, he was like 55 or 60-1. This was a different, this was the one without starting strokes. So Cameron Young, go ahead, go.
So Cameron Young, that is to win this tournament without the starting strokes. The starting strokes, just for those again, as a reminder, this is the last tournament to determine the FedEx Cup winner.
Gotcha.
And so the FedEx Cup winner
has a different staggered start where Scottie Scheffler's at 10 under, then it bounces to 8 under, 6 under because Will Zalatoris is out,
sure.
7 under. So you're not talking about that. You're just talking about if they start from zero in this tournament.
It's a small bet. It's a peanut bet. So it wasn't nothing really crazy, just to make a little peanut. I said, all right, I'll take a ride. So it's 35 minutes from my high rise. So I take a ride. By the time I get there, it's 8:45 or something like that. I get off right past the Boulder Dam, the next exit. It's literally right there, exit 2. Get off, go across the cattle, great. And, pull over there where it says, do not enter. You stop at that sign. And I said, wow, how dark it is here. It was dark. It's so pitch dark, and I locked the doors. Dark. I don't know why I'm nuts. I just locked the doors.
Jeff knows, because Jeff comes to a screeching stop on the gravel.
Jeff, you've been to that exit, right?
Knowing the road Bill is talking about, I am sure it is. You cannot see about 4 feet in front of you if you got out of the car where you are.
Because Jeff, correct me if I'm wrong, Jeff. Yeah. Jeff, one of Jeff's brands is he will bounce really quickly from things if things don't feel right to him. Different subject.
Well, we know that. Remember what
happened.
So
when he made the bet, and even in the daytime in Arizona, would you spend like 13 minutes there? And you're like,
no, I knew I had a plan. Yeah. I executed said plan and got out.
There you go.
Well, here's my story. I didn't finish this yet.
Yeah.
Touch a Bible. Swear to God, this has happened. Pull over. You know where I'm at. I'm at where the stop thing is. And I'm going on to the DraftKings. And a headlamp comes on in front of me.
Oh.
This guy has, like, I don't know. What people wear them to go. Believe it or not, I went raccoon hunting once when I was a kid in West Virginia. That's a whole big story. Yeah. And I had this thing on my head that had a light on it. And my uncle, God bless him, he passed away at a young age, 50 years old. My uncle took me and his kids and my buddies raccoon hunting. And I had a coon lamp on my head. It like lit up.
Okay.
That's what was right in front of me. I mean, I got to tell you something. I was like, what the F is going on here? So now.
Was he holding like a metal bar in his hand?
I slowly put my car in reverse because I'm thinking about now. My mind thinks so many crazy. I watch so many movies. I said, this guy can shoot me, take my body, throw it over. There's nothing there. No one will find you. Seriously, the buzzards will get you. That's the only reason why.
You're done.
We'll be here at 8 o'clock. We'll be like, where's crack?
No. And it would have been a buzzard free for all. So I go, I literally put the car in reverse. I'm like, what is this guy? Where did he come from? He was camping or something, or backpacking. I'm sorry, that's the right word. He was backpacking and like doing his own little survival thing or something because he like waved to me. I still put the car in reverse and got out of there. I didn't make the bet yet. I went to the other side. Jeff, if you know the other side of the exit, over the second cattle grate, that's where I wind up going on the other side, pulling over. I mean, I got to tell you something, though. I'm not really scared normally. That scared me. It's nothing out there. All of a sudden, the little lamp comes on. I mean,
to make a bet.
I told the kid, I said, look what I go through. I'm risking my life.
Can we just do a 30-second aside for a second?
Yeah.
The heck's with the raccoon hunting? Like, what was that all about?
I have my father's family's from the country. They were farmers. My dad, they go hunting.
But raccoons, really?
I don't personally. I'm an animal lover. Now I would never kill on anything. I mean, they go raccoons. Sure, the girls hunt squirrels, rabbits, everything. Yeah.
Things about the raccoons though is they will stare at you with that look of like, what do you think you're about to do?
Yeah.
Like, they'll look at you and like you can tell what they're thinking.
Yeah. No. You're right. And I remember that on that trip. If anyone knows about coon hunting. The dogs, they let dogs loose, and maybe hound dogs or something. And the dog called Treed a possum instead of a raccoon.
Oh, yeah.
And they have to, like, hit the dog. I was like, oh, my God, what am I involved in here?
Okay, that's good.
No, but I'm saying, done. But it's something that.
Back to the bet.
Yeah, yes. No, it's something that I wouldn't do again.
So what bet did you make there?
Oh, no, I bet that under, it's like I said, I would never recommend someone to tie up their money. It's almost a year, right?
The under Brooklyn bet.
Under Brooklyn, under 51 and a half.
So he's fading the Kevin Durant stuff.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And it was that Cameron Young bet. But
So what about this? Because I led by saying, but there's a worthless piece of paper in here.
Oh, it's worthless. This is.
Okay.
Yeah, I can almost rip this up now. Andrews last night and said, Chris, listen, you have a bet up. You have the best odds. It's free money for you, though. This is absolutely free money. Just remember I gave it to you. And I said, how much do you want to take on the Panthers to win the Super Bowl? It's literally an open bet. I know it's not going to take what I wanted to bet. So he had, they have 150 to 1. He said, I'll take 2,000. So I came in here. The odds are still 2,000. 150 to 1 is 2,000 bucks for South Point in Mr. Gowen's pocket. Now, the reason why I bet that, a buddy of mine who literally flies a private plane into town, lives down there in South Carolina, actually. Lives in, he has a place in Myrtle Beach. Got multiple places. He said to me, I'm coming in town. I need 10,000 on the Panthers to win the Super Bowl. I said, wait a minute.
It's not that easy.
The Panthers, first of all, I don't know anyone's going to take 10,000, but last year you did the same thing. I went down and gave Derek Stevens the money, 10,000 bucks at 125 to 1. And Panthers started out like 3-0 or something. It was like really fun. But anyway, this is a total waste. And he also wants to bet 20,000 on the Raiders. So I'm looking.
But people should make this point more often, yeah, because you pointed out he's flying private. Yeah. He's got multiple homes.
Yeah.
For him, like, I can hear the judgment from some people. Yeah. For him, this is nothing.
Oh, this is a fun bet. It's just fun.
It's 10 yeah. bucks for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if I had any heart, I'd hold it myself.
What Bill means by that, if I could just translate to the greater audience, is by hold, he means book,
yeah,
I believe,
which
is the
I've
word.
Never done in my life, so I'm
oh,
not going to
sure,
start now.
You've never done that.
No, imagine starting now on something that wins $1.5 million. That's called hit the mattresses.
Yeah, that is true.
But yeah, so
it does take a little bit of.
But he
moxie.
Doesn't know. He's a gambler. He comes in, he bets. You know, he loses $50,000-$100,000 at a pop, more than that. And he's just like, no, I want 20,000 on the Raiders. I said, no one's going to take 20,000 on the Raiders, you know. And I see the odds. Believe it or not, the odds are best at DraftKings. I was like, well, maybe I can go to the board and see what they'll take, because it's 40-1 at DraftKings and FanDuel, and only 30-1 here in town. 27-1 I seen. So, and then you go to like stations, it's like 15-1.
Bill Krakenberger, Unscripted Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, coming back.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers Game proudly brought to you by BetMGM Nevada. The big news around here today is that our pro football betting guide is out. It is available. This year's guide, packed with Super Bowl and playoff predictions, season win total, best bets for every team, best ways to bet rookie quarterbacks, plus a bookmaker breakdown on what futures the public and respected bettors are making. Remember, the only way to get access to this year's football betting guides is to become a VSiN all-access subscriber. Sign up on our discounted football special and get all access to everything we do from now through the Super Bowl for only $175, or save 50% off the monthly price with an annual subscription, and bet smarter all year long. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe for all your options and become part of the Sports Betting Network. One of the great features of the Pro Football Betting Guide every year is that a bunch of us at VSiN put in all of our picks preseason-wise, per division, per conference, per Super Bowl. Also, I want to say some, what do we do, some awards? I did mine so early this year, I can't remember. But it's basically fun to look back at, you know, at the end of the season and see how ridiculous some of our picks are as well. And then somehow how genius, I would imagine, some are as well. Should probably put it on both sides. Bill Krakenberger is here, Unscripted with the Crack Man. You okay? You doing all right?
I'm just reading some comments. Yeah, so I put up a tweet this morning of someone that emailed me and texted me, actually, now that we're texting back and forth about this. And he deposited at Betway, which is one of these places that popped up in New Jersey. They're in a couple jurisdictions. A lot of these places are going to go under. It's real simple. Or they're not go under. They're going to pull out of the state. We've had some pull out of New Jersey already. They can't compete with the big boys. You know, the BetMGMs, the FanDuel's, they can't compete with them. The market share is so small, the ROI. So they have a lot of misplaced rage, some of them, obviously, like this one, because this guy deposited money, and he deposited like seven grand, I think he said, and he made three $500 bets, went 2-1, didn't play for 4 days, and came back to his account. And it said, and I actually put a copy of the letter from Betway, while reviewing your recent withdrawal request, I noticed that your wagering is not commensurate with your deposit. Now, he only asked for a withdrawal because they froze his account after 4 days. He wouldn't ask for a withdrawal. Of course he's going to play. They froze his account and said, we're doing an investigation on your account. And it's just crazy. Your payout's been canceled. We will not process any further payouts until a response is given to this inquiry, where there is gameplay on your account. Now,
what
response is...
What are we doing?
What are we doing? The response actually is, can you please explain why there was such limited play on your account after your deposit?
Why should that raise any red flag about anything?
It's unbelievable. Like, it's unbelievable.
What is that? That's just like you're making stuff up.
His account was froze. He said, he said, just give me my money. And they said, no, we're not giving you your money.
Until you explain yourself.
Explain why you didn't bet. So it's an old cartoon sketch I've seen. They want you just to come to the counter, put your money up, say, yeah, you guys, you have to let me know how I did. I'll be back. I just don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get a company like this. This is the second one. Bet365 first to a week ago, and this one. These places are just trying to literally intimidate and steal your money. It's terrible. It's terrible what's going on. Now, granted, I know there's a lot of money laundering things. It's not like the guy deposited, you know, 50 grand and he bet, you know, three plays at minus 50 to one or, you know, with something. And he just wants a withdrawal. I understand money laundering. I understand, you know, different things that happen. But that's not this case at all.
But let's seize on that for a second. Okay, let's run with that. Okay, let's say it's from the place of that oh, they're very vigilant about this kind of things. Then you've got to be better at figuring out what should raise a red flag and what shouldn't. That is so clearly not that.
Yeah.
Right. It's like. You know, I'll make a comparison to TSA in the United States. So TSA, look, we have a huge country of 350 million people. So you almost can't be as vigilant as you can of a small country. But, you know, the difference is we're just throwing stuff at a wall in airports for security. It might be a little unfair to a big country like ours. But if you go to a country that is, you know, let's say Israel in the Middle East, the tactics they use to try to figure out who is a threat and who isn't, you can see how much more sophisticated it is. Now, it's by necessity, and it's a smaller country, and I get it. It's easier to because they're trained in a better way. But literally, instead of taking off your shoes, because one guy once upon a time, right, had a shoe bomb going on, it's literally they'll ask you randomly as you're walking around the airport. They'll be like, hey, why are you here? Oh, I'm here to see my aunt. Oh, why? What's going on? And then they know.
This is
right?
International.
I'm talking international. So this is like, I'm just comparing. If you're going to, you know, if your root basis here is I am going to weed out, you know, nefarious activity, right? Getting it back to the sports book thing. Know what you're doing. This is similar to the conversation we had during Bet Bash 2 and afterwards, where it's like, okay, if you're profiling. Let's say your model as a business, your business model as a sports book is to weed out sharp bettors, right? Oh, we got to get rid of them.
Yep.
Boy, they're what's going to get us. Okay, let's say that. I'm not saying I agree with that. I'm
the
just
Joe
saying,
Asher model.
Yes. Okay, so let's say that's your business model. We're those sports books, in order to be that way, it's incumbent upon them to actually know what they're doing profiling. And until they know what they're doing in terms of being good profilers, then they're ridiculous and stuff like this happens in a case of, hey, why has your account been idle for 2 days? You must be doing something nefarious, right?
How good of radio is this? That's so great what you just said.
So that's
so true.
That's the
so true.
Problem, right? That's the problem. It's like, and we've talked about this before, they literally are costing themselves money in some cases because they see some random dude who has a lot of money just happened to win his first bet of like, oh, right. He just won $10,000 something. Bam, profile, get him out of here. He could be the dumbest bettor ever.
Of course, it's happened many times.
But they're not sophisticated enough. Like offshore, sophisticated,
right?
And I'm not pointing out any specific sports books. I'm just saying it's not nearly as sophisticated as it is offshore in terms of profiling players. And until you get to that point, this kind of stuff is going to happen.
One of the best things you said there is they're actually doing the opposite of what they're supposed to be doing for the bosses upstairs.
Yes.
So they're actually costing the company money just to make sure they save their own face. Because, oh, I didn't take a bet. I didn't do that. I didn't do this. You know, it's I see it go on all over, not Vegas, the whole country. How many? And that doesn't have to be a sports book, by the way. It could be casino related. Guy hits a royal. This happened to me. I hit a royal for $80,000 when the M Casino first opened up. Mm-hmm. I got dealt a $2.10 play. I got dealt a royal for $80,000. It was the biggest, till this day, it's the biggest score I ever made at one shot at a, no, actually, no, it's the biggest score I ever made on a slot machine. So I got dealt it. They froze the machine up because now the host that doesn't work there anymore, I'm good friends with him. He's retired now. He said, Bill, they seen your name, and they just froze that machine up. They wanted to see what happened, make sure nothing, you know, I didn't maneuver or finagle the game. Like, how do you do that? I want to know how to – by the way, I'd like to know. If anyone knows, please DM me, or I definitely want to know about that.
You can't maneuver or finagle.
Yeah, so they usually they pay you right away. I almost had to go to gaming. It took hours to get paid. The guy – I used the word before. I'll use it again. This guy is ultimate antique. He was in the movie Casino, this guy. He was at the movie Casino. They used him as a part in the background. He was the casino manager at the time there. If anyone won anything, he wanted an investigation. They think everyone's an egg. They think everyone's just a sucker and an egg. He's one of them. He's one of them. That's why I'm glad he's out of the business. But, so just to let you know, it does – it could cost you money because now I can open my mouth like I am now. I didn't back then and not only that, I can actually, you know, not give them play anymore. And trust me, for a lifetime, I'm not up any big money playing video poker. I'll tell you that right now. So I'll play during promotions, during grand openings, during, you know, if they give me a money to walk in or some kind of cash back bonus or bump. So it draws parallels all over their gambling in general. Just like you said, guy makes a bet. He may be the biggest. It reminds me of that guy that was from Texas that was betting tennis, and he got lucky and ran lucky in tennis. Ran lucky too. Let me just tell you, he blowed. He showed me a thing. He blew like $150,000 in the NFL and won $70,000 in tennis in a week that he was here, mm-hmm. and they closed his account. And literally went to someone, he goes, look, here's my account. He showed me his account. Lost $150,000 last year in the NFL in 7 weeks.
Who are you hurting?
Yeah, you're yourself. Cost yourself money.
And until they become more sophisticated in terms of those security issues, right? I don't know if that's the right term, but in terms of you cracking down on nefarious activity, whatever it is, or cracking down on sharp, whatever it is they're trying to profile, until they become more sophisticated in their methods, we are going to have more and more of these kinds of incidents where books are essentially holding people's money hostage.
Perfect. That's what it is.
And that is... It is such a strange thing to be like, I just deposited money in the sportsbook and now I can't get it back. And they're acting like I'm a criminal.
Yes.
What is happening? When did you guys become something that you're not? I thought you were a sportsbook. I thought you guys were booking bets. What's happening here?
The pros and cons of difference to play in Vegas. Play here, you go to the counter, you deposit your money, you can get your money right out, right at the counter. Yeah. Not that way with the new books in the different jurisdictions.
Unscripted, Bill Krakenberger right here on the Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data. Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? Well, the betting splits page is updated every 10 minutes so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits, yet another way that VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. Skill Alexander, Bill Krakenberger is here, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing but raccoon tweets, Bill.
Yeah.
Everybody's very curious about your raccoon days.
I know. There is a looks like there's a little party in town this week. Am I allowed to say this? Hold on a minute.
You kind of have to now.
Yeah, no, there's listen, there's going to be some big stuff going on. With the signups and contests and stuff. All right, So Derek Stevens just texted me asking me if I was in town. And just he must be – obviously, they put the – we're on down there, correct, at Circa?
I believe so, yes.
We're on down there. So there's this weekend they're having a cocktail party and stuff. It's really nice. Unfortunately, I am leaving town, so that's the only thing bad. I'm going away tomorrow. But
so next week, by the way, everybody signing up. Like, I know, you know, and Circa's probably aware of this because they're all like, oh, we might not get our numbers, I have there's at least like four guests on a numbers game next week that are exclusively in town to sign up.
Yeah, I know people that are flying in town left and right.
next week is everybody signing up.
Yeah, I think about 60% you'll get at the end.
If this is any representation of the, which I think it is, right? Yeah. Like, this, if you can extrapolate this, I think next week is the week where it's like, forget what the numbers are now. It is just going to exponentially increase over the course of the next 7 days.
Yeah.
What are you entering this year?
Oh, I'm entering both. I'm entering both contests. I entered, I'm entering, the Westgate has no takeout this year either. So I'm entering the Westgate, but I am entering Circa, both contests. Listen, I am one that last year I thought there was going to be an overlay and there wasn't in the Survivor. I would think this year, I would think you're going to have an overlay in the millions. So I'm thinking there's going to be an overlay in the millions, maybe not in the Survivor.
In the millions contest.
The millions contest.
Yes.
Yeah, so listen, even if there's not an overlay, there's no juice. There's no juice. It's a contest that gives all your money back.
Right.
There's no juice.
There's no rake.
There's other problems. There's other prizes. There's other prizes throughout the year. It's not just, you know, this is going to be a fun thing. It's going to get bigger and bigger every year. And I'm actually, now that Derek actually texts me, I will text him back because I'm going to have him on my podcast, as long as he's available, the week right before sign up. So to try to push that weekend, I think it's going to be big for him.
Right before the deadline. Jeff Parlay, what are you doing? Are you doing millions and Survivor? Have you decided?
Well, I haven't decided on Survivor. I know I'm going in one of the two major contests in town, at least, maybe even one entry each with Wes Reynolds.
Haven't decided on Survivor.
I've explained this to you.
What is there to decide?
Why? What's the reason?
I have to. It's bankroll management. Have to see what everything is for this upcoming football season.
Okay, I'll go partners with you if you want. I'll put 500 up.
There we go. Look at this.
Yeah. There it is.
Yeah, you make all the picks. I'm just partners with you. That's fine. Yeah.
Not so silent partner, Bill Krakenberg.
I won't have nothing to do with it. You can pick it. I don't care if you lose the first week. I don't care. By the way, I don't agree with the strategy. Some of these geniuses say, oh, Thursday night, you should play that game because.
Oh, week one you're talking
week
about.
Week one.
Because then you can re-up.
I don't agree with that at all.
Yeah.
No.
I haven't really considered that.
Yeah.
A lot of people believe that that's the way to play it.
Yeah, they do. But
I mean, no risk if you have endless pockets to do that, right? And okay, fine.
Yeah. No, I'm planning to get into multiple entries. And, you know, last year, all right.
One last thing about that.
Ahead,
the issue, though, is that's the Rams and the Bills, right? Teams that you would want to save, perhaps.
Right, because of the extra money?
Well, no, just because Survivor strategy, you'd want to have good football teams.
Oh, but doesn't Survivor have something if you save the team till the end, you get an extra $1 million?
Yeah, we got to get all the rules.
I think that's what it is. I think it's an extra million with maybe the Super Bowl winner, the Rams.
That's what happened last year.
Yeah.
I think it's
maybe Jeff will find out for us.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm going to double check it.
I think it's $1 million.
Last year was bull. If you didn't use either
Kansas City
team that made the Super Bowl the year before,
Kansas City or Tampa Bay,
you were up for the extra bonus.
And those guys, by the way, the whole season I was like, well, those guys who can win $6 million, surely they won't play for $7 million. And you know what? These guys
A couple people did.
I was like, those winners, by the way, last year, God bless them.
God bless them.
God bless them. Oh, bless your hearts. It's the only way
it's
you can
true.
Say their thinking and their strategies down the end. And like they were so open about what they were thinking was just mind boggling.
Right.
God bless them.
So it is an extra $1 million if you go 20-0.
Oh wow, there you go.
Without the Rams or the Bengals being selected.
Yeah, 20-0 without the Rams and Bengals. That should be easy.
There's 30 teams instead of 32.
Yeah, that's fun. Survivor's awesome though.
You know, this brings up a very, it's not sensitive to me, but maybe you guys will know better. Like just now I asked Jeff. I said, Jeff, you want to go? I'll put up 500 with you. I'll go partners with you if you want.
Yeah.
And last year, there was multiple people coming at me saying, that's not fair. That's not fair that you have 20 entries in Survivor. Well, first of all, I didn't get any money back. He gets 20,000 more for the pool. But they said it's not fair me going partners with other people. I still don't get it. Why? Maybe someone will tweet me. What do you guys think? Here we are live on air. I'm asking you guys. So is it not fair that I have five, you have five, you have five, and your other producer has five?
No,
we all go partners. What's wrong with that?
No, it wouldn't be fair if you walked up to them and they gave you 20 entries, which would be against the rules, right? That's different,
right?
But if you've got six of your own and you're and you're halvesies with
others. We're all partners with the four guys. Yeah. They were just saying, this is not fair. It's not right that you do that. Yeah. That means you can use more strategies against us.
I understand where they're coming from. I don't agree with them because I don't, again, my whole thing is with extra entries, and people disagree with me, but my whole thing is the season is too long. No matter how many, but you're not going to have 1,000 entries, right? Even if you had 10 to 15 entries, and I know guys who like partner and they've got tons of them, right? I'm not involved, but they, you know, the season is too long for any multiple entry strategy to actually really manifest for them.
Yeah.
You don't, my point with all this is the only entry you play with optimal thinking is your last one. That's the only one. All of this other stuff is designed to dwindle down. And so, yes, if the season were 7 weeks long,
right,
it's a huge advantage.
Yeah.
But the season is, according to the Circa Survivor rules, right, the season is 20 weeks long. That's too many weeks for you to figure out that's better.
Yeah, I'd like to know.
To be better.
I'd like to actually see what, like Las Vegas Chris, he listens to the show. I'll text him and get his answer for last segment. I'd like to know what he thinks because he would know more than anyone, I think. He's a contest pro, what his opinion is.
He'll text us right now.
I'm sure he will. I've been talking to him the last few days. I called him last night I texted him last night. I said, listen, you are the Allen Boston of NFL. Everything by hand. Hours and hours of data going back. And, you know, I think he had like by week 11, he had done. I mean, just last year's games, looking over things. He's really something. I'm looking forward to actually talking to him throughout the season to see. Because I'm a little cynical. I'm a little tough on guys that bet sides. But I have two different guys. He's one of which that
he's an amazing contest player. But he will tell you, right? What he will tell you accurately. And he talked about this on the Beating the Book Megapod, which we did with Matt Brown, the NFL season preview with Las Vegas Chris as well, is that contest betting, and I think this eludes a lot of people, contest betting is not the same as betting. Now, here's the thing. Chris is a great bettor, too. Like, his betting NFL sides, contest aside, all of his contest wins and near wins aside, and he's correctly sensitive to this because we know him as a great contest player, so we forget that he's also this awesome football bettor because he has some ridiculous percentage hitting him. But when people want to know what his contest plays are for the purposes of betting, he's the first person to tell you, whoa, those are two different things. Because your contest plays involve a whole bunch of other thinking.
Right.
What are other people playing, perhaps, late in the season?
Right.
You know, there's different things. Because remember, the contest plays involve a static line on Wednesday. And so what you do with those static lines, game theory-wise, is different than an actual bet.
Sure.
Here is, let me see if I'm allowed to repeat what he's texting, if he's giving me permission. Yes. He said week one, about Thursday games anyway, he said week one Thursday play is something I hope everyone does because it's because it's so idiotic, he says. Gives advantage to remaining players that remain.
Wow, there you go.
From Las Vegas, Chris.
And my thing also, Chris, and let us know for the next segment, what do you think about the partnerships and, you know, like five different people going, you know, max entries each and going partners? Like, what do you think about that?
Bill wants to know ethically what he's doing is okay.
Yeah, I don't see nothing wrong. Maybe I'm wrong, though. But you know why? Because I don't really use that kind of strategy of
contest,
locking up the money.
Contest ethics question.
Yeah.
For Las Vegas, Chris. By the way, the one thing that I do love about that week one rule, though, is it's putting a whole bunch more money in the prize pool.
Right.
That's the main thing about it.
Right.
It's like
those
NCAA Survivor things I used to do, March Madness, where you could re-up and re-up and re-up until the very last game Thursday night of round one of the NCAA playoffs, and the contest would just balloon massive amounts of money. Coming back, we'll wrap it up unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Yeah.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers Game proudly brought to you by BetMGM Nevada. And don't forget, BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashing the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, sports betting's premier loyalty program featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences and valuable perks. When you wager on the BetMGM app, sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's Gil Alexander. Lots of things coming through our phones on different matters. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate all the feedback. Let's see, Michael X, last year, just clarifying the Circa Survivor rules, he said last year you had to save and then use one of the Super Bowl participants week 18. I used Tampa Bay week 1, but used the Chiefs week 18. Is that true? I don't remember it being that way. Okay, you could be right. Ricky Pinto, is there any way to challenge a ruling from a sports book once you've been limited? I've been limited by some, and I have no idea why. It's very frustrating. I just want to seize on that for a minute. The not being told why is an issue as well.
Well, I mean, it's just, I know the answer. We're a private property. We could do what we want. I've had many instances where I had to call Nevada Gaming in this town. And this is going to be hard for everyone to believe. You know those parlay cards they put out on Sundays when the line comes out? They put them out on Thursdays or Fridays. Well, I went to a casino in town. And they have, like, the Patriots -6.5 when the current line now is 8. So I'll put that on the parlay card. And I went to the counter, and they turned down the bet. They said, we're not accepting bets on that side of the game. But if you want the other side of the game plus the 6.5, you're welcome to have it. I called gaming right then and there because that's what the clerk told me behind the counter. That's what management told him. You can bet the other side. I could prove it. I could take two tickets, go up to the counter, and show you one will go through and one won't go through. They're booking one-way action. Called gaming. They said, listen, they can do anything they want. You know, you can go to another casino and bet if you want. They can do anything they want. That's what they told. Gaming told me. They're a private property, and they can do anything they want. They can book one-way action if they want. Imagine that. Anyone listening? A casino can only book one-way action. They can leave it. If a line on a game everywhere is 10 and they have -7, you can take the 7, but you can't lay the 7. I mean, I don't know if anything is unethical more than anything. That, and you could prove that. You can come to town and you could do it yourself on a parlay card and see what I mean at certain properties in town. I'm not going to throw anyone under the bus, but... trust me, these properties I don't even like. I don't even like these properties. I really should say it, but I'm not. But anyway, that's just so what they're going to tell you if you call gaming in these new jurisdictions, let me tell you something. You're going to go to a new jurisdiction, you're going to have trouble finding a gaming person that's knowledgeable on all facets of our thing here. They're used to, you know, talking about expired tickets or something in the casino. They're not dealing with too many sports betting issues. It's pretty new to them. So you're lucky if you find a gaming agent that knows what 11 to 10 is, never mind what you're talking about being thrown out or limited. They're going to say it's their business. They can do what they want.
That's a super frustrating thing in all walks of life when the people in charge of such things aren't really knowledgeable in such things. That's super frustrating. Listen, with everything.
Someone just yesterday, Monday asked me. He said, so what's gaming there for? Gaming is there I hate to say it, I'm not trying to be cynical. They're protecting the casinos.
Well, I'd like to say much on this subject, but I think I'll keep my mouth shut today.
Yeah, no, you should.
Yes.
But they're there. I mean, they are there for us for certain things.
Yeah.
But you can use that threat, by the way. Casinos do not want to have to deal with gaming. So you can use that threat if you feel that you've been wronged in the casino or sports book. They would rather not have to deal with an issue that they take up the gaming and paperwork and hours. So, but gaming, boy, you're fighting Washington when you're fighting gaming. So, I do appreciate these from these are nice tweets today and funny tweets. Vegas Valkyries, Chance Copperpot, Steven Vegas, great. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Oh, by the way, Todd, I actually met him, and last week I was on your show. Mm-hmm. I retweeted it that the the line manipulation on the 41. I'm with Todd at breakfast at Jewish Deli in town here.
Which one?
Bagel Mania. I'm friends with Steve there, so I shouldn't have the owner. But I have them probably number two. It's a close thing. Depending on what you're going to get, nothing's going to ever be like home. We can't get bagels like home. But they're good. They're very good. It's business is booming over there in the mornings.
You been any preseason week three starting tonight?
A little bit. Not as much as I thought I would. There's some, we went Monday on a couple games, and boy, I tell you, sometimes I wish we would have waited. I think there's stronger information game day about, I think the first half may be a stronger thing for this particular week. So who's playing and who's not playing?
We were saying earlier, the Niners are like, we're playing our guys for just the first half, but they won't play past halftime. So Trey Lance, number one's all playing.
I don't know who it was. There was a team last week that was minus three for the game, but minus five for the first half.
Yeah,
that happens, and people say like, "Wow, you know what's funny? Some people on Twitter they would not go after me. They say, "Are you out of your mind? I can't believe what a degenerate you must be betting preseason."
No,
they don't even realize that. I don't bet regular season too often, not sides anyway. I'll bet totals and stuff, but preseason it has been good. And these things just move so much more. I was talking to Fez about this. God, what a difference from last season even. One little tick on a screen, and they move so much. But going back to what last week on your show, I talked about it. So I bet over on one of the games, over 41, to move it to 42 or 42.5. Not that that's such a big move or a key number, but it was 42 earlier in the day, and we were upset we missed the 42.
Right.
Someone bet it, so we moved it back to 42 based on $2,000 in bets, and sure enough, the game landed on 41. So it was kind of interesting that happened, and not that I didn't manipulate any other games. Manipulate's a strong word anyway. It's hard to do. It's good. It's better to do in college basketball, actually. College basketball, if you bet overnights, some games with – some literally $500 max spots and a dime max spot. You give it $2,000 and I can move a game off of very key numbers in college basketball. I'll just say that.
Yeah, I just want to say this about some of you hit on there about preseason football again. Yes, it needs to be said one final time here before week three starts tonight, which is people who do well on preseason football, right? The knee-jerk reaction, even if I don't bet it, the knee-jerk reaction should never be, oh, what degenerates. No, information is information. And if you exploit information, whether it's an NFL draft or NFL preseason, God bless you. Go ahead and do it. Not my favorite use of my time and my betting dollar for reasons that I've stated before, but I get it. And I would never, anybody who's got a hustle of some kind, not even a hustle, if you're playing it well, and you're exploiting information, good for you. Now, by the way, exhibition baseball, right, which we now call Cactus League or Grapefruit League, if you have information on that too, I get it as well. That information much harder to come by on a day-by-day basis. But there are some in our midst who apparently, if you're to believe them, do very well doing that. Now, the one thing that I am cognizant of is that we are very close to the sun on this as well. So I do want to say the opposite side of this, which is most bettors, 95% of bettors, because we are super close to the sun. Would I say, hey, spend your day, trying to find out this information? Probably not. If you're not a professional bettor, if you have some other job, that's where I sort of hit the brakes a little bit on that. But it doesn't mean you should be judging people as degenerate if they are. That's my public service announcement on that.
Very good.
Because I think there's a lot of things that people bet. We're like, really, you're betting college baseball? Really, you're betting women's tennis? Yes, I am.
We look for obscure things too. Smaller market stuff is less viewed, less eyeballs and less covered by media. So smaller market stuff is going to be much more beatable than, let's use the big one,
and
the NFL.
And that will never change for the rest of our lives. It will never change that pro football every year, right? Everybody will, opening day, like all of us, we're born. It is our religion, pro football. And so every human being in this casino right now has an opinion on it, and they will bet it in a couple Sundays from now.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't mean it's the best sport to bet, and that's just sort of betting 101.
I always get shocked by the line, Gil. You've been in the sports books.
Wait till we talk.
Last minute, everyone's at the counter. Can't you make your decisions a little bit earlier?
Shut out at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning, week one.
Yeah. Now, yeah, you'll see the
lines are endless. Oh, you're like, didn't you have a whole summer to bet this? All right, Bill, I got to run.
Go ahead. Hey, thanks for tuning in here, and we'll see you next week. I might be on via Skype. So.
Okay.
Segment
via Skype. He threw that, got it under his breath in there. thank you Jeff Parlay. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Kevin the Corner, for all of your Zora updates on the TV.
You got a great
well.
Crew back there, by the way.
Oh, they're the best.
Yeah, they're good.
Santos back there as well. There you go, Santos. Enjoy Lombardi Line next from Visa, the Sports Betting Network.